Women using hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, to reduce menopause symptoms face an increased risk of developing breast cancer, and that risk can last more than a decade after the treatment stops. A major international review published last month in The Lancet has confirmed that link, and that the risk is greater with combined estrogen-progestogen therapy than estrogen-only therapy. The study combined data from more than 100,000 women with breast cancer from 58 studies worldwide. A few of the headlines around this story were a little bit frightening, and indeed, some research in the early 2000s linking combination HRT with breast cancer saw rates of therapy use in Australia halve. That study was later found to be misleading, and HRT use has since stabilised to about 300,000 women. To unpack these latest findings in their context, ABC Health reporter Olivia Willis joins me now. Liv, welcome back to the Health Report.
Thanks, James.
This connection between hormone replacement therapy and breast cancer isn't new. What's this review telling us that we didn't already know?
Yeah, that's right. So this relationship between HRT, or sometimes known as menopausal hormone therapy, and breast cancer is fairly well established. But the researchers in this particular study were interested in looking at two kind of unanswered questions that we still had. So the first one being, are there breast cancer risks related to less than 5 years' use of HRT? And do breast cancer risks persist after the use of HRT stops? So on the first question they found, and this was a new they found that the answer is actually yes, which is kind of goes against, I guess, commonly accepted knowledge or wisdom around this, which is that up to 5 years previously was thought to be pretty safe. They found that there is a slightly increased risk for women using HRT for 1 to 4 years. That risk is still relatively small, so it's about one extra case of breast cancer for every 70 users of the combination treatment, and about one extra case for every 200 users of estrogen-only therapy. On the positive side, there's very little, virtually no risk for women using HRT for less than 1 year or from the topical use of vaginally administered estrogens.
Right, and so what if you stop treatment? Do the risks continue then?
Yeah, interestingly, they found that the risk related to HRT-related breast cancer risk, that gradually decreases after women stop using hormone therapies, but there is some increased risk that can persist for more than a decade, actually, they found, after use stops. So the size of that risk post-treatment really depends on how long the treatment was used for. And I guess that really aligns with what we already know, which is the longer women use HRT, the higher the risk they are in terms of breast cancer. But I should say that, you know, it's important to weigh up these risk factors in the context of other breast cancer risk factors. So we know things like age, weight, alcohol intake, family history, those are all really important. And we also need to think about this in context of the need for treatment and symptom relief. So we know, you know, a lot of women start using hormone treatments around the time of menopause to manage symptoms like hot flushes, night sweats, vaginal dryness, all of which can have a really, you know, significant impact on quality of life. And so that also needs to be taken into account.
Right. And when you look at the absolute increase in risk, what does that boil down to?
Yeah. So in Western countries, the incidence of breast cancer among women who have never used HRT is about 6.3 per 100 women. So that means, you know, you've got a kind of 6.3% chance of developing the disease anyway, if you haven't used the treatment. So for those using HRT for 5 years, which is about the average, their breast cancer risk increases by about 2% if they're using the estrogen plus daily progestogen therapy. If they're using estrogen plus intermittent progestogen, so that's about 10 to 14 days, half of the month, it's about a 1.4% increase. And then for women using the estrogen-only therapy, it's very small, so it's about a 0.5% increase.
Right. And aside from those individual risk factors you mentioned, are there other things women taking HRT might want to consider?
Yeah, look, I think the research is certainly, the findings, I don't think, they're not suggesting that women should immediately stop using HRT. It's still very much a viable option, certainly in the short term and potentially medium term, you know, for the management of menopause symptoms. I think probably the message here and from researchers is that the treatments longer than 1 year, you know, need to be carefully considered. And that, you know, you need to take into account individual risk factors, the ones that we've mentioned, age, weight, alcohol intake, family history, so on, and also the need for symptom relief that I spoke about. So I think, you know, with most things like this, it's about a conversation that women will have with their GP and very much personal factors.
Fantastic. And if you want more info, Liv's article breaking down the research in more detail is available on the Health Report website. Liv, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
ABC Health reporter Olivia Willis. And you're listening to RN's Health Report with me, James Bullen.